International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 2. Day 3. Morning Nourishment. Acts 2:42. And they continued steadfastly in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles, in the breaking of bread and the prayers. 46. And day by day, continuing steadfastly with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they partook of their food with exultation and simplicity of heart. If you expect to have one accord in any kind of society, group, or movement, you need the same kind of thinking that comes out of the same kind of knowledge. Without the one accord, no party could accomplish anything. Any society, group, or movement needs this one accord that comes out of the same kind of thought, the same kind of knowledge. Therefore, Acts tells us that, on the one hand, there was one accord among the disciples, and on the other hand, all those who were one in one accord were continuing in the teaching of the apostles. The teaching of the apostles was the very holding factor of the one accord. If there were more than one teaching, this would damage the holding factor. Today's reading. From Ephesians 4:4-6 we can see that our practice of oneness is based upon the attribute of the oneness of the Church, one Spirit, one Lord, one God, one body, one faith, one baptism, and one hope. By this we can see that oneness is the attribute of the Church. Based upon this attribute of the oneness of the Church, we can be in one accord and can practice the oneness. Moreover, the practice of this oneness is according to the Apostles' teaching. The Apostles taught the same thing to all the saints in all the places and in all the churches. At the same time, the practice of this oneness is also according to the same speaking of the Spirit to the churches. The seven epistles to the seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3 are words spoken to all the churches. He who has an ear, let him hear. Each epistle was written to all the churches. All the churches have the same Bible, and everyone is practicing oneness according to the same speaking. Finally, the practice of oneness indicates that the seven churches as the seven lampstands are completely identical. The churches are God's golden lampstands. Although they are distinct and self-contained, they are completely identical in nature, shape, function, and expression. We must be in one accord to maintain the oneness Christ seeks. We must all realize that the blessing and grace of God can come only upon a situation of one accord. This situation is the practice of oneness. In the Old Testament, Psalm 133 says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is, for brothers to dwell in unity. It is like the fine oil upon the head, that ran down upon the beard, upon Aaron's beard, that ran down upon the hem of his garments, like the dew of Hermon, that came down upon the mountains of Zion. For there Jehovah commanded the blessing, life forever." God will only grace and bless the one accord, that is, the practice of oneness. The practice of oneness touches our mind, our love, and our speaking. Many times our mind is like an unreined wild horse, free from any restraint. Our love is not regulated. Our words are light and loose. All of these damage the oneness of the believers and are factors for losing the Lord's blessing. Today we are all living in the Church and the Lord's body. We are also bearing the testimony for the Lord's recovery. But it is very easy for our mind to be distracted and for our love to become unhealthy. Perhaps we do not speak evil words of reviling, but our speaking may be loose, and our opinions may be plentiful. Spontaneously, we bring many problems to the Church and spread division among the saints. This is the end of today's morning revival.